Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast episode. I am Nicole Villa, host of the skincare business, of the life of the skincare business, and well, very excited about today's episode because today's episode is very exciting because, as you read by the title of this podcast episode, we are going to talk about the Kylie Skin Company. It's very weird. But not that weird, because I already gave you like a little hint on our last podcast episode, which go and check it out right now on Spotify. Our podcast is now available on Spotify. Just search up on your search button on Spotify, the Life of Skincare Business, and it'll be as a podcast, because it is. We talk about big company face mask, which is pretty amazing. You should check it out. But you should check out the podcast episode right now. And just to tell you, because, you know, very important for you to tell. As you know, our podcast episodes, if you go, like, where it has this little clock on our Spotify, it says 20 minutes. And our last podcast episode, also 20 minutes. That tells you that we only have 20 minutes to do our podcast episode, which we could do more. But I chose 20 minutes specifically because, you know, I don't think we will spend, like, half an hour talking to you guys. Because that's so much time. And well, I already wasted 1 minute, so I'm gonna get with the news. Thank you so much, Hannah Nicole, for presenting this podcast episode. We could have not done it without you. Neither have we not could have done it without Anchor.fm, the easiest way to make a podcast with just a few clicks. Thank you so much. Partnerships, really great. Thank you so much, both of you, because you guys are amazing. So, let's get started with Kylie Skin by Kylie Jenner. Now, if you don't know what Kylie Skin is, you may be asking yourself, what is Kylie Skin? Because Kylie Skin is a name that you hear, it's Kylie Skin. Like, you hear that, and you already know Kylie Jenner. One of the Kardashians slash Jenners, because that's what you think when you get into that name. Now, Kylie Skin is a business created by Kylie Jenner, which I think is a pretty amazing business, because I think it influences and inspires people to create their very own business at whatever age, because we already know that Kylie Skin is like 24. She turned 24, but she had at least 22. To be exact, I don't know to be exact, but I'm pretty sure she was 22 when she created Kylie Skin. And I'm pretty sure she was 16 when she created Kylie Cosmetics. Now, I've seen her YouTube videos and I see how hard she works to handle Kylie Cosmetics and also Kylie Skin, which I think is pretty amazing because I think she inspires teenagers, kids, whatever age. You can create your very own skincare. She created her very own skincare at the age of 16, which I think is pretty inspiring because that shows you guys that you can create whatever thing you want at whatever age. Now, it doesn't have to be that you're rich or you're poor, but you can create your very own things, and it's a matter of time that people see your challenge, because maybe you like business and you want to create your very own business with whatever you like, because there may be a 99% that you won't do that. Without 1% that's left, maybe your chance to shine and to show your products to the world, to show what your service are to the world, which I think is pretty amazing. You know, that 1% can turn into those, to 100. And 100%. It can turn into 100. You've went from 1%, you went from 99% that you could have not done that, from a 1% that turned into 100%. That beat it at 99% that you couldn't make it. That you couldn't shine. Well, guess what? That 1% turned into 100. That 99 replaced with 100. And that 1% is in the 100. So technically you have 100 and 1%. And all of that is your shine. So you went from 1% to 100. And 1%, which I think is pretty amazing. And you can do that. You can shine, which I think is really amazing, really cool about the business life. And the business life is really difficult. You need to understand it. It's not political. It's it's really hard. And you need to understand it. Now, if you want to get into the real business, and you really want to, you know, go forward with that. Might as well study business in economics. At college, in high school. Because if you want to get more deeper into it, you might as well study it for the rest of 8 years. Or 4. So I think that's really cool. And I think you should get into that if you really want to you know, have more experience of the business life. You want to get really into the deep into the business life. You want to create your own business. You want to get big and shine. Be the 101% to shine. Show your business around the world. I think that would be great for you. I think you would have to study to get more and deeper into it. Now, as you know, I'm 7 years old. I'm creating this podcast. And I already have a business. And I haven't studied. I'm in elementary school. I'm in fifth grade. And I'm not in high school, middle school, or college. But I'm getting into the business life because everybody inspired me and I wanted to create my very own business. Now, it doesn't mean that I was inspired by Kylie Jenner, but she was one of my inspirations. She was that 1% that inspired me. I had other percents that inspired me too. All those, I had 1%, but those 1% were 100%. That all those ones in my 100% inspired me. That doesn't mean that 100% inspired me. It means that a lot of people gave me a lot of ideas. And those ideas kept, you know, gathering up together, giving me mind to create my very own product, to create my very own business, which I think is really cool. Now, let's get into our topic, which of the day is Kylie Skin. Now, you heard it in my last podcast because I was speaking earlier, but I talked about Kylie Skin and the detox and face mask. Well, today I'm not only going to talk about that facial face mask, but I'm also going to talk about new things like, what I love is that today, her very own hyaluronic acid serum just launched. So I really want to talk about that and I really want to get deep into it. Now, before we get really deep into that, I also want to say that last podcast episode was filmed on Friday. And guess what? Today's episode is filmed on Friday. Now, it's been a long time since I've seen you guys. And I have to film today 2 podcast episodes exactly because last week's podcast I didn't film because I was a lot of family and stuff. You know, you gotta be with family later or two, you know. So, we missed 1 podcast episode. That means next week we will be launching 2 new podcast episodes because today I just feel like I only want to do 1 because my voice, you know, I'm kind of sleepy. I'm really hyper for this podcast episode, but I'm actually really sleepy and I only want to do 1 podcast episode today. And probably do 1 more tomorrow and then probably I'll do 2 podcast episodes tomorrow because when I do my podcast episode, I really have to think about what I'm going to talk about in my podcast episode. So that's really cool. But yeah, I really have to think what I'm doing in a podcast episode because I have to think about what I'm going to talk about. I'm talking about my business. I'm going to react to business. I need to learn what I'm going to talk about in my business. So it's really cool, you know? So I think I'm going to be filming 2 or 3 podcast episodes tomorrow. So, you know, stay tuned. They're not going to launch tomorrow, of course, on Saturday, but they're going to launch, you know, the following Fridays. So, you know. Okay, let's get started. So, as I told you, I want to get deep into the new serum Kylie Jenner just launched. Which I think is pretty cool. Cost $28. Not bad for a hyaluronic acid serum. Now those are really good for the skin. Because it's formulated with vitamins that really help the skin a lot. You know, it makes it, you know, feel so stretched, refreshed, you know, in a way that I love so much about it. Now, this is the year you can use this in the morning and at night. Cool. So, here it says, formulas of hyaluronic acid, helps hydrate, provide skin firmness, and improve absorption. Exactly what I'm talking about. The time-release encapsulated HA helps replenish skin moisture. It contains niacinamide, which is a great... There's also a niacinamide serum, which I love, from The Ordinary. I'm familiar with The Ordinary. The Ordinary is a really good company, which I love so much. Their products are so good for the skin. And they're very cheap. But the good thing is that they're cheap and they're also very good. So, it's called the Ordinary Niacinamide. It is $5.90. Damn, this one's really good. I love it. It really actually is really good. I love that Not only it contains 10% of niacinamide, but it also contains ZIC, 1% of that. It helps strength with vitamins and mineral blemish formula, which I think is pretty amazing. I love the ordinary, specifically the ordinary niacinamide, serum, because it's so good. Niacinamide, I really recommend for the skin. Not only I recommend, it's not optional to wear. It's not optional to wear. You need to wear it because it's really good for the skin. I really do love it. I really do love how it makes your skin after you apply it on. So I think that's pretty amazing. And I really do love that the hyaluronic acid serum that Kylie Skin just launched right now has that. So I think that's pretty amazing. I really do love that about that. So you can use this rice. It also, so it says niacinamide, vitamin B3, and antioxidant that helps improve the appearance of uneven skin tone, fine lines, and dullness. It also contains rice brain water, which contains vitamin B2, B12, and E. It helps soothing the skin. So has a fragrance and a naturally scented, which I think is pretty amazing. Fragrance in skincare products, and I mentioned this in the first or second podcast episode, that the fragrance, when you buy a skincare product, you always gotta figure out that the products and the ingredients, and you always gotta figure out if it has fragrance or not. If it has fragrance, do not buy that product. Okay? Do not buy it. Please don't. Please don't. And if that's only a good product that there is, please count the other ones, and if that's the good one, the best one, buy. Okay, it doesn't matter if it has fragrance or not. If it helps improve your skin care and everything like that, I think it's pretty good. Loving the pictures. The pictures capture a lot. What I love about Kylie Skin is I'm not really a big fan, but I do love it. What I love about it is that it's cruelty-free. Earth, our environment is very important. Gluten-free, vegan, ferment-free, sulfate-free, and dermatologist. Tested. I'm not really sure about the dermatologist tested, but it says in this product that it is dermatologist tested, so I'm gonna believe that. So it hydrates and renovates. $20. It's not bad. It ain't bad. I would give this 7 out of 10. You know, I think this is pretty amazing. To be honest, I really think it's pretty amazing. I really am loving it. I don't have it right now with me, but I do think this one is really good. I do want to talk about which I've been using a lot recently, the Bored Spectrum SPF 40 Face Sunscreen. Sunscreen, we already know. If there's no sunscreen in your skincare routine, then there is no skincare routine. Because one of the most important things that you need to have in your skincare routine is, of course, sunscreen. And put that on caps locks, capital letters, all that stuff. Sunscreen. It is one of the most important things that you need to have in your skincare routine, because if you don't have this in your skincare routine, it's not a skincare routine, I was mentioning earlier. It is not. If you don't have skincare, if you don't have sunscreen in your skincare, I'm not even gonna talk to you anymore. Because sunscreen is something very important. That says it's $28, same price as the other serum. You only use sunscreen in the morning, never use it at night. Sunscreen is not for night. Okay? Don't put it on night time because sunscreen is used to not burn your face, but it's also used to, you know, make your face even better than it already is. So do not apply it. This is not your nighttime skincare routine, this is your morning skincare routine. So make sure about that. You reapply at least every 2 hours, so add it about 2 hours. Keep this in your purse, keep this in your wallet. Keep this in purse, your bag, your backpack, whatever you carry on. Keep it in there, you know. I apply it on at least every 2 hours. You know, just rub that in circular motion, whatever motion you use to put that on, and just apply it on every 2 hours. Make sure you do that. You apply Liberty to the face and neck. Very important, because you want to keep the same age as your neck. You want to keep the same age as your face. and your neck. So you want to have the thin edge in your neck and your face. You keep it on in your neck for 15 minutes before sun exposure. You have that thin shea butter. Not really a big fan about that. Vitamin E. Very important for the skin. I think vitamin E is lovely for the skin. It is an antioxidant that helps hydrate the skin, which I think is pretty amazing. So, yeah. Fragrance free. Love it. Resave from Hawaii. Very important too. Hawaii. Keep Hawaii safe. And non-comedemic. Great too. I really am loving, it's just a sunscreen, like I'm not really that good. I'm not saying I'm not really that good anymore. Well, I'm getting all 5 stars, which is not driving me that great. I'm just thinking these are all fake. But no, I really do love sunscreens. Whatever kind of skin, sunscreen helps, you know. Keeps me alive. because his fragrance is just a complete zero. So, this is a 10 out of 10. I really am loving the presentation and all that it has. It really gives me a really great quick and caught my attention. I think that's really important. Another thing I want to talk about is the vitamin C serum. Vitamin C. It brightens and firms your skin, which I think is pretty amazing. I really do love vitamin C. For the skin, very important too. So, we can use it day and night time. Apply a single pump each morning and evening to the face. It contains vitamin C, which helps brighten and improve the appearance of dual skin. Camellia oleifera leaf, which is an antioxidant, and it's fragrance free, which I love so much about this product too. I'm gonna give it I'm gonna give it already. I don't need to read anymore because I know the fragrance. Because I know the vitamin C is very important to your skin, and I really do love that. $20. Face moisturizer has a lot of reviews I see. So, let's see it. I'm seeing some oats here. Aloe vera. And kiwi. I don't know why that's there. In the Imagine, as a presentation, I see those things there, so I'm thinking those are some ingredients over there. Really good products. So it has here, let's see, shea butter, sodium hyaluronate, great too. It's a hyaluronic acid, banana leaf extract, oat, bran extract, and orange peel extract. Fragrance free. Love that. I mean, face moisturizer is just a face moisturizer. You add it to your skin. You know, just face moisturizer. I'm gonna give that a 7. No, not even a 7. I'm gonna give that a 6 out of 7. 6 out of 10. Next, we're going to move on. Let's see, this foaming paste wash. Really cool. We didn't get too heavy. Everything we want to talk about. It's a cleanser, technically. It has vitamin C and vitamin E, which I think is pretty amazing. I really do love that. It has glycerin, it's mild, gently cleansing ingredients derived from coconut. Gentle and effective kiwi seed oil and an antioxidant. Kiwi seed oil is a rich source of vitamin C and vitamin E that helps hydrate the skin and brighten the skin. It's lightly fragrant, so it doesn't have fragrance. It's lightly fragrant, but it has fragrance, which I don't like. It's lightly, it even seems lightly, but I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't really said this. That'll be our last part I'm going to talk about, but. You know what? I think I might do it part 2 to the Kylie skin. I really do love how it looks. I'm really loving the presentation. What is this? A fragrance. And while our podcast episode went to a break, But thank you so much for listening to our podcast. I'm really excited that we didn't have that much time to talk about Kaya's skin. But we are going to have a part two to reacting to Kaya's skin and what we really think about it. Honestly. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Honey Medical, for presenting this. And thank you so much, Anchor.com. Thank you so much, Anchor.fm for sponsoring. Thank you so much, guys. I love you guys so much. And see you in our next podcast episode. Bye! Okay.